Let's attempt toasted makeup. I started off with my favorite Bare Minerals Tinted Moisturizer. I used the matte one because my skin is already pretty oily. I always start with my eyebrows just to like get them out of the way. Brush the opposite way. I feel like the toasted makeup look is kind of fluffy brows, but also straight and very sleek. I'm going to like try to get rid of my arch a little bit by brushing down. I always go in with the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Pen. Guys, this is a lifesaver, game changer. I'll probably do most of it off camera because I'm gonna mess it up. To really nail this look, I'm going to pluck some of the outer corners and it's gonna give more of a straight brow illusion. Although the toasted makeup look is pretty rosy, I also feel like it's more like a burnt toast, like burnt orange color. So I'm using this Elizabeth colored lip stain from Stila. So easy to apply. I just like rub that in. For the bottom lip, I only do the lower part and then rub that in like this. Now for moisture, I'm gonna go on top with the Chatty Matte Lip Plumper. I feel like that's gonna give it the toasted, plump, swollen, in the sun all day look. It's also gonna bring out a little more color, so that's always fun. Now the Patrick Ta Beauty She's Sculpted Cream Bronzer, we're gonna use up here. I'm gonna go up the side of my face, down to my cheekbone. Usually I would kind of go down and follow my natural like bone structure. Today for the toasted, I'm gonna kind of go up and in towards the nose. Get my concealer and my eyelash curling off camera. Now we're gonna go with the blush. This is not too much, my Patrick Ta. I'm just gonna do like my normal to start with, just kind of like the outer cheekbone and to the nose, then a little bit on the bridge, and then a little dot on the chin and dot on the forehead, even though it's covered. I'm bringing the good old freck out of hiding, just around the nose. Really patted and I want to be like really subtle, of course. Okay, I'm like kind of out of it. Freck, come back to me. Okay, we kind of figured out the freckle situation. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, the contour is a lot more visible in person. I'm using a brown, like a deep brown eyeshadow. You can see I'm gonna take some of it off. I'm gonna just do there, cause I'm scared of looking insane. I'm really gonna go in underneath my nose. I'm just literally here at the tip. Then I'm gonna go on the side. Then I'm gonna go all the way up till it's like turning into my eye. I'm gonna use the powder brush as well. Do the same thing, but I'm gonna go with the thick side of this brush because it's lighter. Go a little bit right here, the little Ariana Grande line, if you know what I'm talking about. Then I'm gonna do it into my eye as well here. Then I'm gonna use this brush and I'm gonna finish out the eye like this. I'm just gonna round it out. We wanna look like we're like have been in the sun for like 3 days. Like we're on our way back from our trip to Cabo. How's she looking? Without the stark lighting, you can see what it gives a lot more, but I think it's so cute. This is so fun. Here it is back up with the light. It's giving toasty, it's giving toasty. What do you guys think? Do you guys like this toasty makeup trend or are you over the trends? Bye.